Good morning. John chapter 18, verse 14. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. A man must live. A man must earn, claim, manipulate, do whatever's needed to get ahead, to get what he needs. You know, that is our attitude also by nature. Peter followed that, a man must live. He was disillusioned with Christ's way of the cross, and a man must live fear held his heart, so he denied Jesus to protect himself. Judas followed, a man must live. He was disillusioned with Christ's way of the cross, and a man must live. Greed held his heart, so he betrayed Jesus to get what he deemed needed. Caiaphas followed, a man must live. He was also disillusioned with Christ's way of the cross. And therefore, a man must live by controlling power held his heart. And as a result, he was willing to sacrifice anyone to keep what he deemed needed. Caiaphas believed it was worth it. He believed it was a divine necessity. He believed that Jesus' miracles, even his raising of Lazarus from the dead, was going to lead to rebellion against Rome, who would then crush them. So to keep his power, their money, their lives, he deemed it necessary to get rid of Jesus. Better that he die than we. In self-service of his controlling power, Caiaphas used his office as high priest to advance, a man must live. He must earn, he must do, he must claim, manipulate, whatever needs to be done in order to live. The Holy Spirit is inviting us to contemplate how often that attitude infects our hearts. At the same time, our Father in heaven used the office of the high priest to declare the saving truth. The Holy One must die in the sacrifice for sin so that sinners can live. Since it is the most important truth in the world, God opened the mouth even of this donkey, Caiaphas, to proclaim the truth to the world. It is expedient that one man should die for the people. Notice, Caiaphas was actually opposing Scripture when he said this, and yet he fulfilled the Scripture. Christ for us. That's the theme of Scripture, the foundation of the church, the motif of the praise of all the saints. Caiaphas meant it only in a selfish way. A man must live, earn, claim, manipulate, do whatever is needed to get ahead, to live. But Jesus willingly gave his life into death, so that you and I might live. That he might give you the treasure that we can never or earn or gain for ourselves. A missionary in India became a good friend of a pearl diver. He many times had explained how God's love had sent his son who gave his life to give you salvation. But this pearl diver could not believe that anything so valuable could be free. And so he continued to plan his death trip. He planned on crawling 900 miles to Delhi. Until the skin fractured from that crawling would lead to blood poisoning and kill him, so he could thus earn nirvana, gain what he needed. But before he left on his trip, he stopped by the house of his friend, the missionary, with a strong box. He opened it to reveal a gigantic pearl with a brilliance never found in cultured pearls. The missionary gasped, "Why, you could sell this for a fabulous price." But Rambal, the old pearl diver, explained, "My son was the best pearl diver in all India, and he was always looking for the perfect pearl. One day, he'd already been underwater too long and gone too deep when he saw this, and he went on. He soon died a horrible, painful death. So no man can pay the price of this pearl. It's the life of my son. But I want to give it to you." The missionary gasped, "Well, I could never just take something so valuable. I have to give you something to compensate for such a great treasure." And Rambal stiffened in pain. But the missionary leaned forward and said, "Dear friend, don't you see that what I just said to you is what you have been saying to God? His son chose a painful death to give you the pearl of life. No man can pay the price of his life, the price of this pearl, but the Father wants to give it to you. He's offering you this gift in the life and death of his son, the gift of the forgiveness of all of your sins, his own righteousness, and everlasting life." And the old pearl diver was weeping. Weeping for joy for Jesus, who died for him, who died for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 419, 419, stanza 3.